Very good morning to you and welcome. This is the Mirror Breakfast, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. It's coming up to 22 minutes to 8 a.m. in the morning. And I'm glad to tell you that on our entertainment of Fantastic Friday, we get to, you know, listen to one of the youngest comedian in South Sudan. And she joins us right about now in the studios.
Oh, yes. Dina Kiden Victor, a.k.a. Comedian Kiden, takes us through her journey as a comedian and how she manages to juggle work and school.
Well, Kiden, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
It's my pleasure.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
We're doing great.
Thank you.
Have you had breakfast already, Kiden?
Yes.
You had? What did you eat for breakfast?
I just take tea and bread.
Tea and bread. Okay. Irene, what did you take for breakfast? I didn't ask you.
I take my breakfast very early at 6.
At 6.
I took tea and bread too.
Yeah, me too.
So
I took breakfast.
We were communicating
my breakfast is only water.
Okay, that's not breakfast. You just took water for the day.
It's breakfast for me.
We know breakfast is food. Do not come here with water.
Okay. Comedian Kiden, it's good to have you. But let's just begin right away for those who have never heard about Comedian Kiden. Who is Comedian Kiden?
Well, Comedian Kiden is a young South Sudanese girl who was born in Juba in 2009. And Comedian Kiden is studying in a school called Juba Parents School in Juba here also.
Mm.
And Comedian Kiden is in primary 6 next year. She will be a candidate.
Nice.
Congratulations.
And Comedian Kiden was born after 2 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the 5th girl in the family out of 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
And Comedian Kiden is not just a comedian,
mm-hmm.
but Comedian Kiden is someone who wants to see children's future, wants to see people's future. Like me, I'm not just a comedian, but I'm just working hard for my country.
Okay, right. That is really good. So what inspired you to becoming a comedian?
What inspired me to become a comedian? Because you see, in South Sudan here, there is no any other female comedian. In South Sudan, we have only male comedians, and which is not good. I feel sad because I say that, where are ladies? Ladies are not there. Only artists.
Wow.
But then I say that I want to be a comedian. Of the mind, I say I want to be a comedian. I want to be a comedian. And not me alone. I'm so happy because I heard that there is a lady also, her name is Gista, she wants to be a comedian, and now she's a comedian, not that she wants to be, but she is.
Right.
I'm so happy of that, because now we are two.
And that is paramount. But before you come in, mm-hmm. I mean, you are a child, but you felt the need to come up and fill the position. I mean, how does children your age are out there playing, and they're not even thinking about working, but you at your age thought about, you know what, we don't have female comedians, let me rise up to the occasion and fill the gap. How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel happy because, you know, children, I talk to some children, but the problem is because of their parents. Some parents, they don't allow children to go. They think that if you become a comedian now, you don't have a future. But it's not right. Not that if you are a comedian or you are an artist, doesn't mean that you don't have a future. You have a future.
That's great. Did you just realize you were funny when you were a child? Or, I mean, were you just making everybody around you laughing? How did you realize, like, you know what, I need to make this a career? How did that come to your head? Were you just funny from childhood?
Well, this is what God gave to me. Even sometimes I feel like, how am I doing this? I feel like it's not me doing it, but
okay,
it's just something that God gave it to me. And God gave me that feelings. God gave me anything to do it. That's why I'm doing it.
Hmm. No, that's good. And Comedian Kiden, now, a lot of people are scared, like of your age, people are scared of standing up in public and talk to a crowd of people, not along making them laugh.
You know, it takes courage to do that.
Courage to do that. Yeah. How did you find yourself in that position? You know, where do you gather your confidence from to be able to talk to such a crowd of people?
Mm. Well, as I said, it's something that God gave it to me. And you know, some people, they fear a lot, but I don't know why are they fearing. But God, take this fear away from me. Now I'm not fearing. Even the first day I went to Kilikilana Comedy Show, I went there because that is the home of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I went there to perform. The first day I went and performed, I was scared because I saw these people. There are very many. Then I'm scared. But when I reached on stage, I'm now happy. I feel it that really I'm doing a great thing.
And now, of course, before we go to one of the campaigns that you're running right now, of course, about children and children's welfare, there's even a song that we're going to play later. Just how do you manage your comedy and school? You're already a celebrity. How do people treat you at school? Let's begin with that.
Oh, yes.
How do people treat you at school, okay. Your teachers, your
Let
children?
Let me guess. Before you tell me anything, I know you don't line up for porridge or lunch. Is that true?
Do you?
Do you line up?
Well, I answer your question. You know, the menu of school and comedy, It is simple, it is easy for me, because the school is something that you have to go, and if you come back you have to revise your books. You have to revise your books seriously. But comedy is something that I don't revise, because it's something that God gave it to me. Just if they say that I'm going to perform, then by that time I will say that I have something like this and like this, then I will discuss with my manager, then my manager will see, because my manager told me he don't want things that make people sad. I will tell him, then he will see. If it is good, then he said that I go. But school, I have to go to school and revise. And even if I'm for school, I don't go for comedy. Like these days, I don't go for comedy because I'm school, because school is the priority.
Okay.
So do you just want, Scott, do you want to take your, you know, comedy career like very, very far, or you want to study and get another different profession, and the comedy comes in as a supplement, or that profession comes in as a supplement? Yani, there been additional
side hustle.
Not side hustle. I'm just making it. You know, if you're eating, you have the main dish.
The talab, yeah,
like thinking additional.
After the talab,
yeah, they're doing so. Which one is going to be your side dish here?
I mean, both of them are not going to be side this, because I want to take school also as important, and also I want to take comedy as important.
Yeah, so what do you want to do when you study?
Okay, just to answer the question, what would you want to be in future when you grow up?
Okay, I want to be a doctor in future.
A doctor comedian.
Right?
Yes.
I would want to attend.
I will not be operated with you. I will not.
You will be making fun of
us.
You
will be making comedy. All right, Comedian Kiden, it's really good to have you. And of course, you talk to children, you say you want to inspire children, you want better future for children. Tell us about this song. There is a song that we're going to play shortly here, and it's something that of course you have been promoting, Tuko Pamoja. What exactly is all this about?
Well, Tuko Pamoja is about the children in the song was played by children in Uganda, the refugee in Uganda, and featuring the two stars in Uganda, that is Lena K and Fresh Kid Uganda. This song is really touching, for real. If you listen to the song, you will feel it. And me, I'm going to be with them in Uganda. I don't know, maybe it will be by end of this month. I'll go to Uganda and talk to them as my sisters and brothers in Uganda. And you know, I feel bad when I listen to this song, for real. I feel sorry for them, because if you listen to this song, you will feel it. So South Sudanese are in Uganda, and they are there as a refugee. So what I want is that, as me, Comedian Kiden in South Sudan, I want to stand with them, and I will not leave them alone. I want to be as their sister, and I want to be as the elder of them, and I want to talk to them. So I want all of you also to be with them. I want all South Sudanese to be with them. And the song is talking about together we can, and that is Tuko Pamoja. I don't know this word, whether it's in
We are united.
That song is really touching, for real. If you listen to that song, you will feel it. So song,
let's just not keep them waiting.
That
now
song is not just a song, but that song is an album. I think there is 5 songs under this, and one of them is Welcome to South Sudan, and that is No More You Understand, Welcome to South Sudan. And the other one is Kalam Farik Anamaderas Makalam Farik. Like, if someone is telling you that, let's go and smoke, then you say that Anamader Kalam Farik. Let's go and do that, then you say, I don't know, Anamader Kalam Farik. So, if you want to get these songs all, you can go either to I Can South Sudan page or I Can Children page. You will find these songs.
All right.
And also you can come maybe in my page, then you find these songs.
Okay, so now let's listen to the
Tukopamoja song. Then we'll be back.
Okay.
I am a South Sudanese, I am a refugee. Nobody leaves their home unless they're seeking peace. Beledi Junub, Beledi Afa. Tukupamoja, a happy family.
One family. A friend indeed. Doesn't matter where you're from, Uganda has a place for everyone indeed. Mu Uganda twaniriza, we welcome everybody. Mu yo munga wali. I'm Ugandan and I stand with refugees. Nobody leaves their home unless they're seeking peace. Cause Uganda, a home for everyone. Tukupamoja, a happy family. One family.
Tukupamoja, a
ubuntu. Tukupamoja, a we are one. Tukupamoja, a ubuntu. Tukupamoja, a we are one.
Fresh kid Uganda, kuwa kafana ni mwana ngogo bedo wakae mbera ngekaluwa nolu. Ina chakulia ogeza kofu banyoso bolo kubera wo a refugee, someone simply trying to make a home. Oyo mtu muno muyisenga muno. Thank you Uganda kubango babere the war wabaja mugwa wono bawonya duka duka. You provided shelter katiba funa kutula.
Wow, beautiful sounds. And from what I hear from there, they are promoting refugees, and the Ugandans are saying that they are welcoming, mm-hmm. and they've welcomed so many refugees there. So what this young boy is saying that refugees are simply looking for a home, and he's thanking the Ugandan government for creating that home for the refugees and giving them shelter over their heads. And this is quite important.
Indeed, very important indeed. It's coming up to 9 minutes to the top of the hour, which is 8, of course. The news summary will be coming to you. Still in the studio, we have comedian Kiden with us here. And of course, comedian Kiden is, as you heard from her, she's a comedian, but still she's also
aspiring
a child's rights advocate. She wants to be a doctor, who I said I won't be operated right now.
What do you mean?
No. A comedian jokes a lot, you know, so you might take my
serious. I am sure a comedian knows when to be serious.
Obviously, I'm joking. Comedian Kiden, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. We do appreciate. Keep your talent up. Now, what are your plans? Where do you see yourself, comedian, in the next 5 years, let's say?
Well, I see myself in the next 5 years. First thing, I want to talk about education. In the next 5 years, I want to see myself in university.
Nita bekun for senior 4K.
5 years. Musa sita candidate next. Are you planning to jump
next
a class?
Next year, I'm going to be a candidate.
And then ala bandak senior 1, senior 2.
No.
So I think you'll be in senior. Oh, senior. Okay, you'll be at university. Yes, comedian.
Okay, if I'm going to be in senior 4, the next day I want to be in senior 4.
In
5 years.
In 5 years to come. And also in 5 years to come, I want to talk about, if it is about comedy, I want to be as an international comedian. People will know me. And also I want to represent South Sudan in many countries. So people can know that there is South Sudan. And also, I will not forget to say, in 5 years to come, I want to help people in the community. I want to make us like Dynamic has made his own company, like a chai wheel company. I want to do that also to help street children in the community. I don't like what I'm seeing, but I will do my best in 5 years to come to do that.
Oh, those are big dreams in a small body. So we will not underestimate your potential.
Definitely we will not. Yeah. That is really, really great comedian, Akiden. We wish you all the best. Thank you. Any final remarks that you would like to send a message to the children out there who are listening to you? By the way, just before I go to that, you said you want, in the next 5 years, you want to be an international comedian. I can tell you, you are already, you know, you have, how many followers do you have on social media?
About 35. Will they come? How many on Facebook?
It is almost for 150, right?
150,000.
30,000, right? 100?
150,000 followers on social media.
You
so are, you're great. You're doing well.
Yes.
We wish you all the best. So what message do you have for your listeners?
Well, my message for them is for the kids. Please, do not leave education. Education is very important in life. Please continue with your education. And for my sisters and brothers in Uganda, what I want to tell them is that let them not say that they don't have another future, but their future is there. And let them not think that they will not come back to their home. I will do my best as they will come back to their motherland. And also, I will not forget to give big thanks to ICANN South Sudan, the organization that is taking care of my brothers and sisters in Uganda. I really appreciate what you're doing. My thanks to you is from my heart. Don't think that it's just what I'm saying, but it's from my heart. I want to give you big thanks for being with my brothers and sisters. And I will not also forget to give thanks to the two stars who sang the song with them, and that is Fresh Kit and Lenake. I want to give you thanks also for standing with my brothers and sisters in Uganda. And I promise I will not leave ICANN children alone. I will not leave my brothers and sisters in South Sudan alone. And if I went to Uganda, I will do my best to talk to you guys, and I will do my best to talk to my brothers and sisters in Uganda for what I have. I will tell them really what they will do, and it will make their future bright. That's my message for them.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to the studios, Miraya Breakfast Show, and we do appreciate your time. We wish you all the best, comedian Kiden.
That's
Thank you. And also, I did not forget to give thanks to you. I'm sorry. I will give big thanks to Miraya FM
also.
Just don't criticize Arsenal again, please, on your social media.
just speak good things about us, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, comedian Kiden. We do appreciate. And yes, that is comedian Kiden, as you heard from her. Very young comedian with very, very big dreams. Right. And of course, doing absolutely great. These are the people we need to promote in South Sudan to ensure that, you know, they take the industry to the next level. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.